Former military service members are taking to horseback. They're not bringing back early cavalry. Veterans Affairs is using horseback riding as a rehabilitation tool for veterans. The idea is horseback riding helps with communication skills, coordination, balance, and other areas where veterans with emotional or physical disabilities can benefit. For the first installment of his take on the more unusual jobs in government, Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni spoke with Melissa Winter, a recreation therapist at the Edward Hines Jr. VA Hospital in Hines, Illinois.
My job here at the Hines VA is a recreational therapist, and I have been working at the Hines Blind Center now for 5 years. So I have no average day. My week this week, yesterday I went to a White Sox game with the veterans. I took 100 people there, and I'm going water skiing this week and golfing. Next week we have horseback riding. We're going on an architectural boat tour, and all these activities that we do, they're just ways for us to show the veterans that even though they may have some type of disability, that that shouldn't stop them from going out and doing various activities. So I found specifically that working here at the Blind Center, that as their vision has decreased, their activity level decreases with it. For a number of reasons, could be because transportation, they can't drive anymore, and it also could be maybe for mental health reasons. They are depressed. They don't feel like they aren't motivated anymore. They don't feel like going out anymore with their families, and they just don't know what to do anymore because of that vision impairment.
Now, most of the veterans that you work with, are they blind or do they also have other disabilities?
The veterans that I specifically work with, most of them are blind. They could have other disabilities also.
Gotcha. And is that from, head injuries, or could it also be something just naturally like glaucoma or, other illnesses?
Most of the veterans that we see, it's because of an age-related disease that they have. But we do have some veterans that it's because of a combat-related injury, or it's because they got in a car accident, they have a traumatic brain injury from it, and then they've lost their vision because of the accident that they were in.
Now, one of the things that kind of really stands out is horseback riding that you do with these veterans. And, when someone's blind, I'm sure that's a very tough thing to do. So how do you kind of manage that, and how do you teach them to go on the horse? And what kind of benefits do they get from horseback riding?
The most challenging thing that I have to do first is to convince them to go.
Sure.
It can be kind of intimidating for them to want to sign up for an activity like that, especially because some of these guys have never gone horseback riding before. So we get to go out to a beautiful farm that's about an hour and a half away from the Hines VA, and they get to groom the horses, and then they also get to ride the horses and learn about the horses, too. And I think my most exciting, I've had a couple really good, exciting experiences there, and one of my most memorable ones is a gentleman who is totally blind, in his 60s, and he'd never been horseback riding, never touched a horse before. And I got to say, just put your hand out there, take a step forward, and he just touched a horse for the first time.
Wow.
Yeah, and he just couldn't believe it. And he just pet that horse, and he just couldn't believe how big he was, how muscular he felt, and just kind of connected with the horse based off of touching him first, and then just started brushing him. I had a female veteran, and she was very intimidated being there, and I gave her a brush, and she just started brushing the tail, and I think she could have been there all day brushing the tail of the horse. It just got her very relaxed, and it almost reminded me of her brushing, like, her girlfriend's hair, if she was in elementary school, just brushing a friend's hair back home.
Right, and I'm sure those tactile responses and even audio responses are really important to these blind people since they can't interact visually. So how do you try and get them to maybe use their other senses more or pick activities that have different senses that they can, use those things better? Obviously they can't, it's harder for them to go to a movie or something, so you need to pick something that has that revolves around different senses.
It's neat how we can adapt a lot of different activities. So let's say you kind of mentioned the movies. They do have descriptive videos out there. It's not really well known, but you can go to your local movie theater and you can request a headset. And then there's like another narrator that comes on that headset that will describe everything during the parts, let's say Star Wars, during that fantastic lightsaber scene. And then they're going to describe everything to you. So then your family members don't have to do that anymore during the movies.
Wow.
Other things that we kind of do that are sensory, we do the architectural boat tour in Chicago. It's a great activity for us to do with our veterans because there's a tour guide on there. And then they can describe everything to our veterans and tell them about the great city of Chicago and tell them the history behind the buildings and what type of architecture all the buildings were designed around as well. And then other activities that we do stuff in the water. So we're going, we do kayaking in the summertime, and then we're doing some water skiing this week as well.
And when it comes to your funding, does this come all from the VA, or is there a lot of hospital funding or charitable funding that helps you put together these events for these veterans?
So most of the activities that I do, we are very fortunate that we do not have to pay for the majority of the different activities, such as golfing and horseback riding. Those are all activities that we have different organizations that come to us and say, we would like for you to come out for this activity, and they don't charge us at all because of different grants that they have gotten.
Right, right. Now, you know, excuse me if I'm being a little, not sensitive, but, you know, for us that can see, things like golfing and things like that seem really hard for someone that is blind. You know, how do you, how does someone golf when they're blind?
So that's one of my favorite things to do. I love when the guys come in here and they're newly blind and I tell them that we're going golfing and ask them if they want to go, and they think I'm crazy and they say, lady, I'm blind, I can't golf. And I let them know I'm pretty aware of where I work, that I know I work at a blind center, that they can golf. So we pair them up with some great volunteers who, number one, drive them around in the golf cart so they don't end up in a sand pit or anything.
Sure.
And then they just will verbally, number one, tell them how far away the hole is from where they're standing. So they might say, hey, it's so many yards away. And then they're going to line them up for their shot also. They're also going to ask them what club they want. So do they need an iron? Do they need a driver? And then they would have the individual take a couple swings. You can pretty much tell where they're going to hit on the ground if you were to put the ball down there. Then you can tee up the ball for them, and then you can go ahead and tell the individual, go ahead and hit the ball. And usually, as long as you have them lined up pretty well, the individual can hit the ball, and then the hardest part is for you to go out and find the ball for them after they've hit it.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.